It was in 1970 that the last Morris Minor saloon rolled off the production line, number 1,292,776. In an unbroken production run from 1948, the Morris Minor was perhaps the most popular British car of its time, with a reputation for sturdiness, reliability, and above all, character. And already, models in good condition have a rarity value far above their original price, as the marketing director of the Luxicars Group, Mr. Peter Jewson, told me.
Really clean, original Morris Minors do seem to be making exceptionally good prices, but I would emphasise that they got to be in really superb condition. We have recently had an estate car, Morris Minor estate car, one of the last to be made, and it was a genuine 22,000 miles, and that retailed with no trouble at all at
£1,395. £1,395?
Yes, but it was absolutely beautiful, and after it was sold I had people coming far away, just the other side of Aylesbury and places like that, to come and see it. And in fact we've still got their name and address to try and find them one, which is not easy.
Why on earth are they fetching such large amounts, six, seven years after they went out of production?
Well, I think the Traveller is particularly a useful shape. It's got a reputation of being very solid, uncomplicated motor car. I think the parts you can usually pick up second hand at very little money. But if you go down to the sort of Morris Minor Tourer, as we all know, there are very few tourers made nowadays, and particularly if you've got daughters like I have, it's a jolly nice fun car for not too much capital outlay.
We're just beginning to see the prices take off for the Morris Minor in the Oxford area, the area where the bodies were made. Is there any suggestion that they might be artificially boosted?
No, it's my opinion that when we've got a nice Morris Minor in our showrooms or on the front of our garage, we get a rush of young people come to see it, and if it's a really specimen car, when we tell them the price, the jaw usually drops. And I don't think the Oxford people are really educated into what some of these cars are worth if they're in fine order.
But if we're not yet educated about the price of a second-hand Minor, we're certainly learning fast. A quick round of phone calls yesterday showed me that £850 is now the average for a 1970 saloon model. That's £325 over the recommended retail price. So if the car is so popular, why did Leyland stop making it? Product manager, Mr. Ian Elliott.
Well, at the time we stopped making it in 1971, it was proving a rather expensive vehicle to make and sell at a competitive price at that time. I think that the increase in price of used cars is a general reflection of the nostalgia in cars generally. Once a car starts to become unusual, you know, people start to appreciate it more and the second-hand price rises. But in real terms, we couldn't go on mass producing and selling that car against cars which had been designed 20 years later.
All Morris Minor owners seem to have a great affection for their cars, and the simplicity seems to have a great deal to do with the popularity. Do you think perhaps motor car manufacturers now are misjudging popular taste or are making motor cars that are too sophisticated?
No, I think the trend to simplicity is gathering pace all the time. We went through a phase in the 60s when everybody went to all sorts of complicated designs, but I think a lot of people burnt their fingers on those, and they're coming back to simplification as a design philosophy, and this is certainly what led to the design of the Marina, which we launched in 71.
Well, you see the Marina as the modern-day replacement for a Minor?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you look at the basic running gear of the car, it's almost identical. None of the parts are interchangeable, but the concept of the suspension and, you know, driveline layout and all the rest of it is virtually the same.
Virtually the same mechanically, perhaps, but indefinably different in other ways to Minor enthusiasts. Take Mr. Jewson. Does he think the Marina fills the gap left by the Morris Minor?
In no way. No, I'm afraid I don't. I think the Morris Minor's just unique. It's got character. And there's just some mystique about it. I don't think anybody that's got the sort of smell of the nostrils, if you like, for a Morris Minor is ever going to feel that way about a Marina. I may be proved wrong, but I can't see that myself.